Good morning. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller at the Lake Chelan Historical Society. We're going to conclude the reminiscence of Christopher Robinson on the early history of Lake Chelan Valley. Well, the 4th of July dance was a success. Mr. Joe Burke, who had come in the fall, came to me and said, "Why don't you start some kind of religious meeting? You get up and tell the people to come next Sunday and bring their gospel hymn books and have a real old-fashioned singing. If any good comes of it, tell them that Joe Burke started it." The idea took hold. The Underwood people had an organ, which the boys carried over to the platform in the grove, and that was the beginning of Sunday school. We continued to assemble there as long as the weather was fine. Then we got a place in the new town. Soon after that, Reverend Sam Green of Seattle and Reverend Stephen Cheadle of North Yakima came in and held the first regular services. They also furnished Sunday school supplies. The organ now became a necessity, and the Underwoods offered to sell it for $50. Mrs. Lovelace and my wife took the responsibility of paying for it, so that was the first call for the community chest. The first school district was organized in the summer of 1889. Mrs. Charles Johnson was the first teacher. School was held in a small building on Wooden Avenue. The winter of 89 and 90 came about the middle of November. It snowed almost continually. As the snow got deeper that winter, horses drifted down to the corrals and many died. On the Chelan Butte, we dug trails to let the horses get from one ridge to the other. Supplies began to get short with us. We had kept a trail open to the Batty's Ferry on the Columbia. We had mail brought to us on skis from Waterville about every 2 weeks. Flour and bacon were running short. L.H. Wooden and Wesley Porter went to Batty's Ferry and took a skiff down to the head of the Antietam Rapids and walked from there to the Orondo store. They got what supplies they could and then rode back up the river. Some work. That year, there was a very late spring. Few roads were opened at all early in the Big Bend. We had a team of mules at Davenport, so Allie Wooden started on skis for Coulee City. He slept one night in the shelter of a haystack rock, made it to Jimson's in Moses Coulee the next day, then on to Coulee City and Davenport. He got back with the first break of spring. T.H. Gibson brought in the steamer Omaha to the lake in 1890, and C.C. Campbell and many others also arrived at that time. Dr. Haley opened a drugstore in 1890. And that concludes Reminiscence. And this is Don Lloyd, your storyteller.